जय वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रजजन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रजजन रंजन यमुना तीरावन सारे यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचारी स्तोत्र सचरी सुनसला भय शरणारविंद भक्ति विदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकचारी स्तोत्र सचरी सुनसला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडराचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री श्री न्यू द्वारका धाम की जय। यमुना मई गंगमाई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड मोस्ट मर्सीफुल जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सेवियर ऑफ द फॉलन श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौर एंड गौर गुरु श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णु ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। आई रिसाइट इन माय ओन वे इफ यू वांट टू रिसाइट साइलेंट प्लीज मीन्स योर ट्यून इज लिटल डिफरेंट एवरीबॉडी हैज ओन ट्यून बट आई रिसाइट इन डिफरेंट काइंडली साइलेंटली यू रिसाइट। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् साहागना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं राधा कृष्ण पादान साहागना ललिता श्री विशाखा वितंश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिवे वांछा कल्पतरुवयस्य कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः टुगेदर एवरीवन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्वशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देह सदा Dear devotees, brothers and sisters, young and old, I like to welcome all of you this morning here in New Dwarka area, Srila Prabhupada's very, very dear temple, Prabhupada's Western World Headquarters. So today, verse is 19, Canto 3rd, Chapter 29. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्तिनेष्ट की बिफोर साइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Nanda Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto the Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadev, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Dear devotees, you know, generally, people don't behave themselves properly, and ladies, mothers, they are not treated properly. Ladies are considered an instrument for enjoyment. But this is not the Vedic teachings. Our scripture teach that women should be very much respected. She should be worthy also of respected, but one should respect the woman. Wherever women, mothers were disrespected, they were doomed. Like Draupadi was disrespected, whole Kaurava dynasty was finished. Mother Sita was disrespected by Ravana, as everything was doomed. You know, three very, very important departments. One is education, other is finance, third is, you know, this defense. You know who's taking care of these departments? You don't know, eh? Now listen from me carefully. Education. Who's taking care of education? Yes. She is in charge. Mother Saraswati is in charge of education. Most important department. That's why Vyasadeva is paying his obeisances to Mother Saraswati. Then the finance, Mother Lakshmi. Finance is controlled by Mother Lakshmi. And the defense is controlled by Mother Durga. Durga is taking care of this material body. You know. So ladies are very much respected in the Vedic culture. But in the Western world, they have no idea. That's why there's so much chaos and so many problems. And even ladies don't understand. But men don't understand at all, you know. So, this Krishna conscious, today's verse, is teaching us to understand the things properly. So please repeat the verse. Madadharmano guneir ete. Parisham Shuddha Ashaya Purusasyanja Sabhayati Purusasyanja Sayabhayati Shruta Matra Gunam He Mam Madharmano Gunerete Parisam Shuddhaya Shaya Purushasyanjasaya Bhyeti Shruta Matra Gunam Himam. Madharmano Gunerete Parisam Shuddhaya Shaya Purushasyanjasaya Bhyeti Shruta Matra Gunam Himam. Ladies. Madharmana. Of my devotee. Gune. With the attributes. Ete. These. Parisamshuddha. Completely purified. Ashaya. Consciousness. Purushasya, of a person. Anjasa, instantly. Abheti, approaches. Shuta, by hearing. Matra, simply. Gunam, quality. He, certainly. Mam, me. Translation, please repeat. When one is fully qualified with all these transcendental attributes and his consciousness is thus completely purified, he is immediately attracted. Simply by hearing my name. Or hearing of my transcendental qualities. Purport by His Divine Grace. Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Founder Charya of Great ISKCON. In the beginning of this instruction, the Lord explained to His mother that Mad Guna Shruti Matrena. Simply by hearing of the name, quality, form, extra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is immediately attracted. A person becomes fully qualified with all transcendental qualities by following the rules and regulations, as recommended in different scriptures. We have developed certain unnecessary qualities by material association. And by following the above process, we become free from that contamination. To develop transcendental qualities, as explained in the previous verse, one must become free from these contaminated qualities. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vidhan Swami Tanavale Namaste Sarsudeva Gaurvani Pacharane Nagrishwadi Pashadha. Dear devotees, Prabhupada used to say one verse, you know, from Bhagavatam, Shuddhena Satta. Our whole business is to purify our existence. As it is mentioned here, that completely purified. Our whole business is to purify our consciousness. We are all pure. Krishna's part and parcel. But due to our association with the matter since long, I don't know for how long I am suffering and changing different bodies, I have become contaminated. And we should remember, what is the biggest contamination? And can anybody answer? Biggest contamination? Only one person. Anybody else? Two persons. If you don't know the contamination, then how you're going to avoid that? Yes. Yes, Prabhu, in the back. Yes. Biggest contamination is the sex. As it is said, no, you can put your hand down. In the chapter 3, verse 37. Very, very important to note. Verse 36. Arjuna vach atha kena prayuktoyam papam charati purushah anichannapi varshanya valadivani jojitah. Arjuna said, O descendant of Vrishni, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly? Unwillingly. As if engaged by force. Very good question. Arjuna is asking to Sri Krishna. Prabhupada is very nicely explaining in the purport, but I will go to the text 37. Text 37, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Lord is answering. Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajogun, Samudbhava, Mahachano, Mahatpapma, Vidiyenam, Hivarinam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, it is lust only, Arjun, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. Lord is saying, all-devouring sinful enemy. So I should know who's my real enemy. Many times I think, why this guy is my enemy, that guy is my enemy. Nobody is my enemy. My enemy is this lust, my own mind, which is not in my control. When we are busy in fulfilling our lustful propensities, you know, then mind becomes contaminated. Mind becomes filthy and we cannot think properly. As I mentioned other time, I will mention again, repetition is the mother of learning. Krishna has made this computer long back, the beginning of creation. This brain is a computer. I remember when I was 3 years old, 6 years old, when I was a little boy, I remember those things. So there's what you call memory. It's there in the computer. And this computer will function properly when we will behave ourselves properly. And if I'm not behaving properly, this computer won't function properly. You know, there are so many little screws which this scientist cannot see in the brain. Krishna has put so many little screws in this brain. And when we are after this sense enjoyment, where we are trying to fulfill our lustful propensities, man is chasing after a woman and woman is chasing after a man. It's both way in this country, you know. In India, women have little shyness. But here they are not. I remember here, I few years back, we went to see, you know, I have some devotees, they are coming from very rich family, big guy, Arvind Ashram. So we met one woman there. And I had one congregation member with me, and he was showing me around. I said, I want to see this, because they said, you visit that place. So this woman, she started chasing after me. I said, my God. And that guy, old man, he was living before here, then he has shifted. And he became interested. And she said, come to my place. I have nice house on the Beverly Hill. I don't know where it was, you know. Big place, and you come. That guy said, let's go. I said, you go. I don't want to go. And I couldn't believe. No shyness. This is the culture, you know. But in India, women will be very shy. Now, big cities, they are also falling. They say, America is so advanced in, this sense gratification. Why we should stay behind? We should compete with the U.S., you know. Compete with the Western world. In the big cities, women are becoming shameless. But still, you go to the villages, still there is, you know, some shyness is there. So, this sense gratification, man is chasing after a woman is chasing after a man, is the root cause of all the problems. We should keep in mind. I may see so many other problems, but they are all, you know, what you call, my nonsense mind is thinking this and that. Whatever comes in my mind is not true. Mind is a filthy and dirty and contaminated. As long as one doesn't have a purified mind, he is in problem, he is in difficulties, he is accusing so many other persons, but he forgets that his own mind is bothering him. So, purification is very much needed. Prabhupada used to say, Shuddhena Satta. And Prabhupada is so straightforward, which we are not in Kali Yuga. You know, in the previous verse, a devotee should always try to hear about spiritual masters and should always utilize his time in chanting the holy name of the Lord. His behavior should always be straightforward. We are not straightforward. If one is not straightforward, he cannot make advancement on this path of devotion. He will be stagnant. Straightforwardness is very, very important and simple. And although he is not envious, but friendly to everyone. A devotee is never envious. So I have only seen one devotee in my life, Srila Prabhupada. He loves everyone. For him, there is no discrimination between white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. You know, Prabhupada sent me to Africa. I was there, but I was reluctant to go second time because I was his servant. I said, Prabhupada, if you ask my choice, then Prabhupada's way of, you know, management was so transcendental. If he wanted somebody to do something, so what do you think of doing this? He won't order. What do you think? Like Shruti Kirti once mentioned that Prabhupada said that, oh, can you massage me? Shruti Kirti said, Prabhupada, I am here to massage you. What do you mean, can? I am your servant. Prabhupada was so transcendental. He won't force anyone. So I knew Prabhupada's nature. I said, Prabhupada, if you ask my choice, my desire, I like to stay with you and be your servant. Prabhupada said, if it is important, I can even order. Since my order, you go to Africa. I said, Prabhupada, I have no choice now. When you order me, I have to obey your order. So he became very happy. Then he said, bring the Bhagavad Gita. Open up chapter 18 and verse 68, 69. So preaching is very, very important. So, you know, then what Prabhupada said to me, which I am sharing with all of you. He said, you know these Africans, because of their black color, they are neglected by others. Because of the black color. But they are also souls. They are also Krishna's part and parcel. See the concern of a pure devotee? They are also souls. So I was so much impressed of Prabhupada's concern about everyone. He didn't think that I should only preach to the whites and neglect the blacks and neglect the brown. No, everybody should be preached. And as I mentioned yesterday, not yesterday, but day before yesterday, that Prabhupada said, anyone who preaches to the Muslims, I will take the dust off his feet. This is Prabhupada. Transcendentally situated, he loves everyone. In the previous word, it was mentioned that although he is not envious, but friendly to everyone. Srila Prabhupada is a real friend. He is a friend of everyone. He should avoid the company of persons who are not spiritually advanced. Because one who is contaminated people contaminate you also. When Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada asked this question to Lord Chaitanya, my Lord, ke ami, who I am? Gramma bevari ami pandit karimani amarahiti ami kichu nahi jani. In ordinary dealings, people call me a very learned scholar, this and that, but I don't know what is beneficial for me. My Lord, you please tell me who I am. A pure devotee is inquiring from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya said, this we should all remember, Jivare Srupai Krishna Renitadas. कृष्णेरा तटस्था शक्ति भेदा भेद प्रकाश. अवर रियल आइडेंटिटी इज आई एम इटर्नल सर्वेंट ऑफ कृष्णा. बट राइट नाउ आई हैव गिवन अप सर्विंग कृष्णा, बट आई कैनॉट गिव अप सर्विंग. आई हैव गिवन अप सर्विंग कृष्णा, बट सर्विस इज अ धर्म ऑफ ए जीवा. आई एम सर्विंग कृष्णा'स माया एंड माया इज पनिशिंग मी अगेन एंड अगेन. शी इज स्लैपिंग मी अगेन एंड अगेन. So Lord Himself, out of His causeless mercy, He is saying that our eternal religion, our dharma is that I am Krishna's eternal servant. I should serve Krishna. Service one cannot give up. A is serving B, B is serving C, C is serving A. We are serving each other. But we have to come to this point. Actually, I am not supposed to serve anyone other than the root cause of everyone, Sri Krishna. Sarvakaran karanam. I am supposed to serve Krishna. If I will start serving Krishna, then I am going to be satisfied, I am going to be happy. But if I keep on serving in this material world, my relatives, my brother, my sister, my husband, my wife, my this, my that, I will be simply in trouble. Why we are in trouble? Because I have given up serving Krishna. This was Lord Chaitanya saying that our real identity is that I am Krishna's eternal servant. Jivare Surupai Krishnaranita Das. That is our real, you know, Sarup. That we are Krishna's eternal servant. Krishna is so kind, so merciful. If I don't want to serve Him, He doesn't force me. In this material, but sometimes it is seen in India, the husband forced the wife to serve him. That is nonsense. Many times, so many, you know, what you call atrocities are done to the women in India, you know. That's nonsense. Very sinful. You cannot force. Krishna doesn't force us. He has given us a free choice. You do what you like to do. But then he is explaining, saying that if you won't serve me because you are my part and parcel, mame vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Mana shastani indriyani prakritim sthani karshiti. You are my part and parcel, but right now you are struggling with the six senses, including mind. You will simply suffer. Will you come to my shelter? Manmanaba madhvakto madhyaji mam namaskaru, mame veshasi yuktave matmanam matparayana. You become my devotee, pay your obeisance unto me, you serve me, you know. Come to my shelter. This is what is, and if you won't do that, choice is yours. Then you have to pay the big price, which we are all paying. But by some of our good deeds, we have come to this human form. Now this human body is meant for purification, not for sense gratification. We must not gratify our senses. Prabhupada says that senses are very, very powerful actually. We made them powerful because too much engagement, in the lustful propensities, they have become very powerful. Very, very difficult to control them. Man cannot control himself. Woman cannot control. So one should behave himself. One can enter into household life. It's recommended. But man and woman should not associate for sense gratification, only for procreation. If they require children, then they should associate with each other. And if they don't require, then they must not associate with each other. See, the lowest animal is a dog. Prabhupada never, I have seen once in Mayapur, if any dog come in our property, Prabhupada will start shouting from this rooftop, wherever he was, you know. Hey, kick him out. Hey, big dog. Why? Prabhupada never liked dogs. So why? He said, they eat the dead bodies. They're very filthy. Dog will eat the dead body. He will lick his own stool and his urine. Filthy. But you know the dog? And another filthy animal is there in India, is a hog. Prabhupada is mentioning one place, if you give a halwa to the hog, he won't like that. He will like a stool. This hog and dog. You know this hog and dog? They're filthy animal, low born. But how they will associate male and female when it is required. Not otherwise. They live together, but they don't associate. A male won't look to the female if it is not required. So this is the, you know, greatest contamination we all have. We are all attracted towards this fair sex. And my consciousness is very, very much contaminated. And it's not that only lust for woman, lust for man is bad. Lust for anything is bad. Lust for name, lust for fame, lust for followers, lust for anything. If I am lusty for material things, you know, then I cannot approach Krishna. I cannot have love of Krishna. One can only have love of Krishna if he is free from this lustful propensities. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he warned us in Shikshashtaka. He didn't write many books. Only 8 verses, he empowered his disciples, his followers, 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, to write the books. Lord Chaitanya is saying, Na dhanam na janam na sundarim, kavitam ba jagadish kame, mam janmani janmani ishware, bhavatad bhakti ahait vitvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. Everybody wants money. Prabhupada says, money, money, money. Money is honey. Eh? Everybody wants money. No. In one place, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is mentioning, if you think you are this body, you want to enjoy this body, and you want to enjoy the woman, you want to enjoy the money, and Lord Chaitanya's pure devotee, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj is warning us. He is saying, women are only enjoyed by Yadava. And Lakshmi is enjoyed by the Madhava. It's very nice. Dushtamantumi Kisere Vaishnav. In that song he's mentioning. Women are the property of Yadava, Sri Krishna. And Lakshmi is the property of Madhava. They're not our property. Then he is referring to this Ravana. So Ravana wanted to enjoy Lakshmi Devi. Sita Mata is the Lakshmi. What happened? Don't forget that he was totally finished. Nobody remained behind. Ravana was totally doomed. We cannot enjoy. Lakshmi is enjoyed by the Madhava, and women are enjoyed by the Yadava. It's not our business actually. We are not the enjoyer. Actually, we are to be enjoyed by Krishna. But right now, out of my, you know, stupidness, my brain department is not working properly, I think I am the enjoyer. I must enjoy. Purpose of life is to eat, drink and be merry. No. You know, when I think of enjoyment, you know what happened? That, as I mentioned earlier, that there are so many screws in our brain and it's wrong action. It's not proper action. You're acting on the bodily platform. This body is given to you by Sri Krishna to purify your consciousness and link yourself with Krishna, as it is explained here by Lord Kapil Dev to his mother Devahuti, and return to your real home back to Godhead, where life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful, where there is no birth, no death, no old age, no disease, but you are simply enjoying the senses. You are after sense gratification. It means you are acting wrongly. You're not acting properly. Just like, you know, one example is given very nicely. Prabhupada gave the example. A man is driving a car and he is very hungry. He pull a car in a gas station, tell the guy, put the $5 gas in the car. $5 gas is put in the car. He drives further, still he is starving. Pull into another station. He says, put $5 more gas in the car. So, $10 gas. He's driving, still he's starving. Then he pull a car aside and sitting there unhappy. And another person comes, what's wrong with you? Why you're unhappy? So I put $10 gas in the car and I'm starving. I say, you fool, Prabhupada used to call us rascal. You rascal, by putting gas in the car, how you can be satisfied? Come with me. He takes me to Govinda restaurant. In Vatsik Avenue. I say, here is prasadam, eat this. Oh, no, I'm satisfied. So we are lost, you know. We are not acting properly. We are putting gas in the car. How I can be satisfied? But taking care of this body, how the soul can be satisfied? Soul cannot be satisfied by satisfying this body. Soul can only be satisfied when you will engage the soul in the service of the super soul, Sri Krishna. Then only soul is going to be satisfied. Because soul does not belong to this material body. This body is material and soul is spiritual. Body is a matter and soul is the anti-matter. You're not the matter. But right now you're identifying yourself with the matter. That is your problem. You have developed the skin disease. So Prabhupada has given us the cure for this skin disease. Cure for the skin disease is Krishna consciousness. And cure for the skin disease is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare Rama. I remember once in Bombay, I won't mention the name of that devotee. It was about 11 o'clock and I was chanting in the temple. He came to me. He said, you haven't finished your rounds? I said, I've finished, but I'm trying to chant a little more. But Prabhupada says, we should not chant more than 16 rounds. I didn't say anything to him. But I have access to Srila Prabhupada. I went to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, you said we should not chant more than 16 rounds? Prabhupada said, who said this? I said, such and such a body. I don't know what words Prabhupada used. He's a rascal or nonsense, something like that. Prabhupada said, they use my name. Prabhupada says this. Prabhupada says that. I never say this, never say that. You know? And what is 16 rounds? Prabhupada's exact wording with me. We should chant 24 hours. What are the 16 rounds? 24 hours! We should remember Krishna. So this is actually medicine. To cure our disease. The skin disease. Right now I'm identifying with this body. I'm this body. I'm the master of all I serve. I should enjoy more and more. Huh? I should eat more, drink more, sleep more, enjoy more. I'm always thinking like that. No! I'm not supposed to enjoy. I'm to be enjoyed by Krishna. Krishna is the only enjoyer. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagtap Sam Sarvalokam Heshwaram. I am the owner, controller and enjoyer of all the planetary system. And why we became separate from Krishna? Because I wanted to enjoy independent of him. That is my only problem. Now Prabhupada is teaching us dependence. We are not supposed to be independent. Spiritual life means dependence. Spiritual life means we depend upon Guru, Gauranga and Krishna. And when we become dependent on Guru, Gauranga and Krishna, then they take care of us. When I'm dependent on my mind, he bothers me. He put me in so many difficulties. You know, in India, one young boy's mind is saying, go after this young girl, you know, she's very attractive, very beautiful. You start chasing after the girl, you know. The girl is she's a chase girl, she's a good person. So the boy chasing and trying to touch her. She opened her shoes, you know, sandal, hit him on his head several times, you know. People comes, oh, what happened, what happened? Oh, this rascal is chasing after me, you know. So they start beating him up, you know, everybody beats, you know, India. Sometimes it happens. So now, you know, first place, the mind of this boy said, go after this girl. Now when he's beaten by the shoes, by the girl, by everybody, you know. Now you know what his mind is saying? Why you chase after this girl? Why you were after this girl? This is the stupid mind. Try to understand this stupid mind. He will say, do this. When you are in problem, say, why you did this? This is the mind. And we have to purify the mind. As Prabhupada is saying, completely purified. Then one who is completely purified is immediately attracted simply by hearing by name or hearing of my transcendental qualities. There was one great Vaishnava in our line, Srila Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Srila Pundarik Vidyanidhi Maharaj ki. This is the way to glorify the Vaishnavas. Louder. Srila Pundarik Vidyanidhi Maharaj ki. Pundrik Vidyanidhi is a pure devotee, transcendentally situated, but outwardly is looking, that is the biggest sense gratifier, you know. So I think it was Mukunda that he mentioned to Srila Gadadhar Thakur, whose incarnation of Radharani in Panchatattva. He said, let me take you to see one Vaishnava. She brought him to Pundrik Vidyanidhi. Pundrik Vidyanidhi is sitting on a very, very nice bedstead. He's chewing betel nuts, you know, pan. And one person is fanning him with a peacock feather fan. Other is fanning with a chamara. Looks like, oh, it's biggest sense gratifier, you know. Then Srila Gadadhar Thakur mentioned to Mukunda that he said, is he a Vaishnava or personification of sense enjoyment? He said, no, he's a greatest Vaishnava. So Pundrik Vidyanidhi, his appearance looks like that. So Gadadhar Thakur was in doubt. He said, I will just show you that he is a pure devotee. So what happened? That he recited one shloka, Mukundadat, from Bhagavatam. That shloka was that Krishna is so merciful. This Putana, which Putana came to kill Krishna? She came to kill Krishna, but she became mother. You know, she smeared poison on her breast. Krishna will suck the breath and he's going to die. So Krishna sucked her breast and same time sucked her life here. She was very confident she is going to kill Krishna. Now she's in a big trouble. Now she's saying, oh, give me, leave me. She's screaming. Krishna said that to whom once I capture, I won't leave him. You know, I'm not going to leave you. So then what happened? This verse is recited from the Bhagavatam by Mukundat before Pundrik Vidyanidhi. Pundrik Vidyanidhi immediately, remember that's what he said here. He is immediately attracted simply by hearing my name or hearing my transcendental qualities. When he heard this, the merciful qualities of Krishna, this, you know what happened to Putana? Krishna gave Putana also his own abode. Krishna sent Putana also back home, back to Godhead. This is the mercy of Krishna. When he recited this verse, immediately Pundrik Vidyanidhi, all the symptoms of what you call this sattvic bhava. When one is pure, like one devotee told, one mother told to one friend of Srila Prabhupada, that when Srila Prabhupada was in New York doing the aarti of Radha Govindji, so, you know, like, you know, I don't know what to say in English. Like? Exactly. It is like, press the syringe, you know, very forceful, and it fall on that. It is the symptom of a pure devotee. So all the symptoms came in Pundrik Vidyanidhi. When he heard that verse from Bhagavatam, that Krishna is so merciful, Krishna is so kind. So he tears came in his eyes, you know, throat choked, he's screaming, yelling, he fell down from his bedstead on the ground, you know. When Gadadhar Thakur saw, oh my God, he's a pure devotee. But I couldn't recognize him. He's transcendentally situated. All the symptoms of pure devotees are there in his body. They're visible, one can see. So when he came back to his external consciousness, Srila Pundrik Vidyanidhi, Srila Gadadhar Thakur fell at his feet. He said, kindly forgive me. I offended you. I couldn't recognize you. You are a pure devotee. And I'm very sorry. When you offend any Vaishnava, you must immediately apologize him. And offense at the feet of Vaishnava is not tolerable for Krishna, you know. Hari sthane aparade tare hari naam. Toma sthane aparade nahi paritran. If you offend Lord Hari, Lord Krishna, and then you chant the name of Krishna, then your offenses are neutralized. But when you offend a pure devotee, Srila Narottam Thakur is teaching us. Toma sthane aparade nahi paritran. If you offend a pure devotee, if you offend the Gurudev, then no deliverance for him. He has to go to hell. He had to suffer there eternally. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So, Srila Gadadhara Thakur fell at the feet of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. Said, I'm very sorry. I couldn't understand you. I offended you. Please forgive me. And to atone my this offense at your feet, I want you to become my spiritual master. I want to take the initiation from you. And Pundarika Vidyanidhi knew who is Gadadhara. He is incarnation of Radharani. He said, who won't be glorious to have a disciple like yourself? So Pundarika Vidyanidhi initiated Gadadhara Thakur. So, you know, when one is transcendentally situated, he is immediately attracted by the hearing the holy name of Krishna, by hearing the transcendental qualities of Krishna. Kapil Dev is an incarnation. He is immediately attracted. So, dear devotees, we need purification, complete purification. Time is very short. Time is not very long, you know. It's a long way to go. We have to return back, home back to Godhead. I haven't started even yet walking on this path. I am simply lost in this material world, in sense gratificatory process. I am just trying to enjoy my senses. I am not trying to purify myself. So I have to purify myself. And purification is very, very, very much is needed. And Prabhupada is saying simple by hearing the name, quality form, extra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is immediately attracted. A person becomes fully qualified with all transcendent qualities by following the rules and regulations. We must follow the rules and regulations as recommended in different scriptures. At least for these principles, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and what is the fourth one? No intoxication. We must follow them very strictly. And this is actually one who is not able to follow the rules and regulations. It means he is very, very contaminated. So Prabhupada is saying we have developed certain unnecessary qualities by material association. Unnecessary qualities, I am full of lust, I am envious of others, I have so many dirty qualities, you know. And by following the above process, we become free from that contamination. To develop transcendental qualities, as explained in the previous verse, one must become free from these contaminated qualities. We have to become free from these contaminated qualities. As previous verse I just read, straightforwardness and behavior should be very, very nice, straightforward, and not envious, but friendly to everyone. And avoid the company of non-devotees. Those who are not spiritually advanced. So long way to go. Time is very short. But we have to try. Try is the key of success. Keep on trying. We have to, like Krishna's recommended in the chapter 6, that abhyasena tu kaunteya. Two things. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vera gena chagriyate. When Arjuna is saying in the previous verse that chanchalahi mana krishna paramathi balvadranam tasyaham nigraham manne vayureva sadushkaram. It may be easier to control the wind than to control the mind. So Lord is also saying it's very, very difficult to control the mind. Asamshayo mahabaho. O mighty Arjuna, it's very difficult to control the mind, this fickle mind, but abhyasena, again and again. Mind will go this way, we have to bring him this way again and again. Abhyas. And Vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation. Nothing belongs to me. I think my wife, my home, my sweet home, my bank balance, my limo, my this, my that. If this body is not mine, nothing is mine. Nothing belongs to me. Krishna is the owner and controller, enjoyer, and all of all the planetary system. Everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to me. This we should think. When I think everything belongs to me, I am this body, then I try to accumulate the wealth. That is nonsense. I should only accumulate one thing, wealth of the holy name. All the time, as long as this very nice verse in Hindi. Kimti sama krishna bhajan ka vyarthame mat khoye, kya pata kal badan mein taakat hoye na hoye. This, you know, very valuable time of chanting the holy name, we must not waste this time in useless things. I don't know, tomorrow I may have sufficient strength to chant the name of Krishna or not. I may become totally useless. I may not be able to chant Hare Krishna. So whatever time I have at my disposal, I should just cultivate Krishna consciousness and chant all the time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Louder. Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Louder, louder. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Once you know, one person said, why you tell us to chant louder? We cannot chant softly. Why to chant louder? There is a great, actually, secret behind. You know, this atmosphere in the Western world and in the whole world nowadays, filled with disco music. You know, disco dance. All the pop music, nonsense music. So when you chant the holy name, this vibration, they stay in the air, you know. This, when you chant, do the Harinam, Lord Chaitanya started this movement.
Udilayaruna purab bhage, dwajamani gauraya mina jage, bhakata samualoya sate, gelanagar braje.
In the morning, Lord Chaitanya with his associate will go into all the town and villages, you know, chant the whole. In the morning, as soon as sunrise, Lord will go out. This movement was started with the holy name, with the transcendental vibrations. So we need to chant louder. Not the Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna. No. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Hare Nam and chanting nicely. This is actually medicine. Lord Chaitanya is saying, I brought the medicine for you. Take to this holy name. Take this Hare Krishna mantra. And I am your real friend. Lord Chaitanya is saying, actually, we don't have any other friend. Like, we have real friend Prabhupada, by his mercy, Lord Chaitanya, our all predecessor Acharya, six Goswamis. We don't have any other friend here in this material world. My wife may say, oh, I love you. And I may say to her, I love you. But this is all sense gratification. No love. There's no love in this material world. Only lust. Lust. Lust drives us crazy and brain department doesn't work. Screw becomes loose and he becomes like a madman. when a person is a lusty, screws become loose and doesn't act properly. So many maloonies and balloonies are walking in the street, you know, only because of the lust. So please understand, we all have to become purified and help each other. Help each other. Prabhupada said, I have founded this movement, open up the centers all over the world, so that sincere souls can stay together and help each other, not kick each other. We have to help each other. So I need the help of all of you. All of you are ready to help me? No? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, sit down, sit down. Where are you going? Yes, Prabhu. My friend, please let me correct. I said in joking. And my friend was, he couldn't sleep at night, you know. I said that Surah, I love Surah and he hates me. He said, don't say this, you know, I love you. And actually he loves me. And he loves me. Surah loves me. We love each other, both we love each other since long time. And I said, I'm sorry that Surah hates me. He doesn't hate me.
We love you so much, Maharaj. My question is very spiritual.
Yeah.
We have a Sankirtan class at 8:30.
8:30
every day in the restaurant.
At 8:30
Wednesday, every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, 8:30.
Yeah, my spiritual question is, will you come and give that Sankirtan class now?
It's today.
Right now.
Oh my God! If you order me, if I love you, I have to obey your commandment. I have to obey your commandment.
Let's go.
I have to follow you. If I don't follow you, then I have no hope. Any other question? Que pasa? Stay for a few minutes. Any other question anybody has? Yes, Mataji. A young Mataji has a question. Give a microphone to young Mataji.
My question is,
No, you need microphone.
Well, I have a better question. I wanted really to know.
Listen, this microphone is not working.
It's not
off.
On. It's okay.
Working? Okay,
Sister
okay. Yeah. Speak louder.
Okay, I wanted to know, I know as a guru you're supposed to be renounced, but there's also a lot of gurus that are married. I was wondering, Vedic culture, is that proper? Or because that's just my mind.
When gurus get married?
Yeah.
Totally improper. Totally nonsense. Gurus get married? A royal road to hell. He is eating his own vomit. Prabhupada has mentioned this. If guru gets married, sannyasi gets married, it means he has vomited before. He's eating back. Prabhupada has mentioned this. Is it clear to you, Mataji? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your understanding. Are you planning to turn back home this lifetime, or you want to come back to Vatsik Avenue again? Are you planning to return back home, or you want to come back to this material world again?
Go back home, of course.
Really?
Yeah, I want to go to
work hard.
Yeah.
And work hard.
And
chanting.
Know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Prabhupada bless you. Any other question anybody has? Yes, Prabhu? You don't? Okay. Who? Time? Next door, okay. Thank you very much. Everybody is invited next door? Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna! Louder, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Ram!
Hare Rama!
Hare Ram!
Hare Rama!
Ram Ram!
Rama Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Bolo Festival of India ki! Bolo Madhu Vahan Company ki! Hare Krishna! See, Prabhupada gave me the blessings, you know, throw Amiblas Maharaj flower Prabhupada sent me. Say my blessings for you. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Krishna bless you.